And you, we don't trade with at all, Rance Burgess. You're no longer welcome in this establishment. You've been told that.
I've been told a great many things. I'm here for what's mine.
Ain't nothing here belongs to you. You don't get gone, we'll be well within our rights to drop you.
The only rights you've got are the ones I give you. Find the girl.
She ain't here. The girl left this moon more than a month ago. It was you chased her off.
Petaline!
It's a good thing you haven't left with my baby.
And this baby ain't yours.
So you keep saying. If this DNA is a match with mine, no, I will be back for my baby. And if I have to, I'll cut it out of you.
Shh, quiet now, it'll all work out.
He'll do it too. He'll do what he says.
No, he won't. We won't allow it.
How are we gonna stop him, Mandy?
We'll get help, that's how.
Help? There's not a soul on this moon go up against Rance Burgess. She's right. Ain't nobody strong enough. And even if there was, who'd help us?
Hi!
Dora!
Sorry. Didn't mean to startle.
You didn't. I was just, Wah! That's more like a... It's a warrior, like... Strikes fear into the hearts of... You know, not altogether wise. Sneaking up on a fellow when he's handling his weapon.
Sure, I've heard that said. But perhaps the dining area isn't the place for this sort of thing.
What do you mean? It's the only place at the table big enough.
Of course. In that case, every well-bred petty crook knows that the small concealable weapons always go to the far left of the place setting.
Got a distress call coming in. Some folks asking for help.
Really?
Folks asking for help from us petty crooks.
Well...
Maybe I should take that right away.
Well, it's for her.
Huh?
The call's for Inara.
I'll take it in my shuttle.
All right, I'll send it back there to you.
This distress wouldn't happen to be taking place in someone's pants, would it?
It sounds like something this crew can handle. I can't guarantee they'll handle it particularly well, but...
They've got guns and brains at all.
They've got guns.
Payment won't be a problem. We just ain't equipped for this.
Mandy, it's gonna be all right.
The house would tell you not to come. I know they ordered you to shun me when I left.
The house can genhotsa bidyosa. I would have waved you long ago. It's just...
Who'd have thought we'd both end up all the way out here?
Who'd have thought?
Let me know what your people say.
Of course.
I'll wait to hear from you. Zufu ni meme.
And you. I suppose you heard most of that.
Only because I was eavesdropping. Your friend sounds like she's in a peck of trouble.
She is. And there's no authority in that moon she can go to. They're totally alone.
Some men might take advantage of that.
One man.
And she's looking for someone to come along and explain things to him?
That's essentially it, yes.
A whole house full of companions. How they fix for payment?
They're not companions. They're whores.
Thought you didn't much care for that word.
It applies. They're not registered with the guild. They're...
independent?
Yes. If you agree to do this, you'll be compensated. I'll see to it. I've put a little aside.
You can keep your money. Won't be needing no payment.
Well, thank you. I'll contact Nandy at once. But you will be paid. I feel it's important that we keep ours strictly a business arrangement.
I'll speak with the crew.
Good.
Those who have a mind are welcome to join. Those who just as soon stay on the ship can do that too.
Don't much see the benefit in getting involved in strangers' troubles without an upfront price negotiated.
These people need assistance. The benefit wouldn't necessarily be for you.
That's what I'm saying.
No one's going to force you to go, Jane. As has been stated, this job is strictly speculative.
Good. Don't know these folks. Don't much care to.
They're whores.
I'm in.
Well, I should plot a course.
The whorehouse?
Yes.
How come it looks like a frozen dinner pack?
Solar sheeting. Cheap power.
Hope the whores are prettier than the house.
Nandy, darling. So good to see you, Mimi.
You look wonderful.
And you look exactly the same as the day I left. How do you do that out here?
Sheer force of will.
Nandy, this is Malcolm Reynolds.
I appreciate your coming.
Well, any friend of Inara's is a strictly business-like relationship of mine. This is my first mate, Zoe. I'll introduce you to the rest later. They're good folk.
Can I start getting sexed already?
Well, that was kind of horrific.
Can we talk business?
In here. The rest of you, there's food and some liquor at the sideboard. Make yourselves at home.
Look, they got boy whores. Isn't that thoughtful? I wonder if they service girl folk at all.
Let's not ask.
Isn't there a pregnant woman I'm to examine? You really lie with someone being paid for it?
Well, it's not like anyone else is lining up to, you know, examine me.
My John Thomas is about to pop off and fly around the room. There's so much tasty in here.
Would be you get your most poetical about your pecker.
You'd be the doctor?
Yes. This is Petaline.
Yes, sir. She's feeling a mite weak right now.
All right, well, let's get you lying down.
Well, that's a plan.
Shepherd?
No, thank you.
We were hoping we might have a prayer meeting.
We ain't had one in months, except what Emma here reads out on Sundays.
The last shepherd to come by was springtime, and he only read the one passage. And he took it out in trade off both of us.
Everyone's got somebody. Watch, tell me I'm pretty.
Were I unwed, I would take you in a manly fashion.
Because I'm pretty?
Because you're pretty.
I take it reason doesn't enter into this?
Not with Rance Burgess. The man is a taker.
You think the kid is his?
I think it's Petaline's.
But the blood test?
Well, he did favor Petaline pretty exclusively, but she had others. 50-50, not that it matters. The man ain't fit to raise a cactus plant. His barren prairie shrew can't bear him an heir, so he takes it into his head to pull it at us. That's not going to happen.
I see that's the case.
And you see the way we live here. Go into town, it's the same. Some places come up rustic because they ain't got more than the basics. Rance Burgess has money enough to build a city, a real community. Keeps people living like this so he can play cowboy, be the one with the best toys, turn this moon into a Goram theme park. Someone stands up to him. He means to burn me out.
Yeah, sounds like a fun guy. I'd like to meet him.
This won't be solved with talk.
Well, I'm going to fight a man. It helps to size him up.
Well, he'll be at the theater tonight. That's a certainty.
And so will I. Inara, think you can stoop to being on my arm?
Will you wash it first?
So I told the boy, you take a clean woman's virtue, you take the woman, and that's for life. And the boy said his vows right then. Took very little persuading.
Oh, it's nice to know there's some places left in the verse where old-fashioned values still mean a thing. Isn't that right, Jer?
I don't think I know you.
Name's Malcolm. Malcolm Reynolds. And might I just say, she is quite a beauty.
Well, thank you. Ever had occasion to handle one of these, Mr. Reynolds? Silk trigger, active, return bolt laser.
Well, it's lighter than it looks. Thought it would have more heft to it.
Oh, well, don't let that fool you. Won't find technology like that short of Alliance. And even their issues don't yet have the auto-target adjust. I had that craft in special.
Didn't think weapons such as this were generally legal. For a private owner, I mean.
My husband makes a distinction between legality and morality, Mr. Reynolds.
I've said that myself.
Bending one unjust law is a small thing when it comes to protecting one's family.
I think I understand you.
And as you say, she is a beauty.
She sure is. Of course, I was referring to the lady.
Ma'am? Yes.
Well?
Well, what?
You said you wanted to look him in the eye. You've done that. So, what's the plan?
The plan is we get back to Serenity and we get off this rock just as fast as we can.
And there can be no mistake. Good.
Rance?
The DNA matches. The child is mine.
We run. Math just don't add up. Our weapon stores aren't exactly overpowering at the moment, and I don't much like what we'd be up against. Nothing worse than a monster thinks he's right with God. I turned Burgess away once, and he'll keep coming. Won't stop till he gets what he thinks is his. So we run.
I understand, Captain Reynolds. You have your people to think of, same as me. And this ain't your fight.
I don't believe you do understand, Andy. I said, we run. We, my people, your people, and whatever bits of precious you got in this house you can't bear to part with. We load up Serenity, and we leave Burgess in the dust.
Captain Reynolds, it took me years to cut this piece of territory out of other men's hands, to build this business up from nothing.
Andy.
It's who I am, and it's my home. I'm not going anywhere.
He'll kill you. Kill every last one of them. It comes to that, and he'll sleep well that night.
Rance Burgess is just a man. And I won't let any man take what's mine. I doubt you'd do different in my position.
Well, lady, I must say, you're my kind of stupid.
Oh, hell, he ain't expecting much of a fight. Might be we catch him with his drawers low.
He'll probably ride in by daylight. But I figure, 3-point watch, say, 4-hour shift, just to be on the safe side.
3-point, 4-hour, should do it.
I'm fair handy with the hammer, Captain.
That's so, Shepard.
Been following the footsteps of a carpenter for some time now. I think I can do something about our fortifications.
Okay, then. We start shooting, you'll most like try to burn us out, save us sweat and bullets. Andy, what's the water supply like here?
Underground well. Pump that draws it out's antiquated, but it don't break down.
Kaylee, think you could swing an upgrade for their waterworks?
I'll talk to Serenity, see what she's got we might use.
Good. We might want to scrounge
it. Starting.
Yeah, that it is, but time is on the enemy's side.
Don't you, Tam?
Oh, it's starting. Okay, it's starting.
Whoa.
All right, yeah. Everybody relax. Be calm. Nobody panic. Everybody's going to be okay. It'll be all right.
I got this one, Captain.
Thanks. Okay. Okay, then. Let's get to work, people.
Girls and I have been talking, Shepard. We've been discussing what we'd like said over us if we should happen to fall.
No.
I only bury the dead, child. No one here is going to die.
There's people going to die. With people dying comes guts and screaming. That can bring on all sorts of screwed up behavior, person who used to it. When the time comes, most important thing, keep your wits about you. Clear? All right. And these are my favorites. You're to keep them coming till there ain't no more to be had. I shoot, I run out, you hand me the next biggest one, and so on. Is there an understanding here?
Yes.
All righty then. Let's get to work.
All I'm saying is that we're living pretty deep in the rough and tumble, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Nor do I.
Well, I'm not sure now is the best time to bring a tiny little helpless person into our lives.
That excuse is getting a little worn, honey.
It's not an excuse, dear. It's objective assessment. I can't help that it stays relevant.
I don't give a good go-around about relevant, Wash, or objective. And I ain't so afraid of losing something that I ain't gonna try to have it. You and I would make one beautiful baby. And I want to meet that child one day. Period.
Nothing. Y'all are pulling. I'm squeezing like I said. Next one, don't hit that board. It's giving up a special treat. Don't mind.
That man's going to use up all our credit before we've earned it.
Well, after you've saved our lives, you can do some chores, maybe.
A fair hand with a mop?
So your legend tells. Truth is, I expected a whole lot more of you to be taking payment in our trade.
Well, we're not a conglomeration. Got a preacher, married fella, and a doctor. Well, he'd have to relax for 30 seconds to get his play. That'd be more or less a miracle. So you're fetching little pieces. Ain't even work?
Oh, don't got many rounds for the chaplain there, but the rest will be of use. This is my favorite.
What's its history?
Violence and crime, sad to say. What about you?
Similar.
No, I mean, when are you planning to avail yourself of some of our trade? My girl's is clean and kind-spirited.
Well, I got the job on my mind. After, I'm sure, I'll trade. They're a fine bunch.
You ain't looked at one of them as long or loving as you looked at those pistols. You're not sly, are you? Because I got my boys.
Sly? No. I lean toward women folk, just one thing at a time. Never like complications.
Well, I'm certain of that.
Something to be smiling at?
I trained as a companion, remember? I read people pretty well.
Well, that's nice for you.
She's a hell of a woman, ain't she? Inara.
Yeah, she's a cherry blossom, no denying. Expect you know her better than I do, coming up together and all.
Imagine I do. Did she ever tell you why she left Sinan?
Never asked.
Yes, you did. I don't know my own self. I was gone long before. And I'll tell you, it was a shock her leaving. She was special. There's 40 women in House Madrasa, and you'd pick her out in a second. Could have been House Priestess for years' time.
Is that right?
Had her eyes on it, too. Very focused. She's like you more than a little.
And how exactly is that?
She hates complications.
They do crop up, though, don't they?
Such is life.
No! No!
You're not completely dilated yet. It should be pretty quick, but don't try to force it. The contractions are still preliminary.
What'd you say?
It's gonna be a little while, sweetie.
Oh, but it hurts. This child wants to be born, I know it.
Can you get the green vial from my bag? We can dull the pain some.
How many babies have you actually delivered?
As the primary? This would be the first. You?
My first, too. Mine, too.
It's gonna be a long night.
Great, doctor. Who do you think is in there?
It was the dulcimer.
The dulcimer drove you out of Sinan. What, did you kill a dulcimer in a terrible passion?
Actually, yes.
And now that dulcimer's family is out to get even. I get it.
I was at practice. You never stop practicing, you know, not a true companion. Some Baroque piece, and The instructor keeps saying, you're playing it, not feeling it. And the fifth time he said it, I took the damn thing and smashed it into kindling. And that's when it occurred to me that a companion's life might just be a little too constricting. So I trucked out to the border, learned to say ain't, came to find work. Found this place.
It's a nice place.
It was a dung heap. Run by a pig who had half the girls strung out on drops. There's no guild out here. They let the men run the houses and they don't ask for references. We didn't get along.
And where's he at now?
Let's just say he ain't playing the dulcimer anymore either.
Oh. You are a remarkable woman. You don't mind my saying.
As long as it's you saying it and not my fine rice wine.
Well, it takes more than a few drinks to render my judgment blurry. What about you? Am I getting any prettier?
By the minute.
You know, I should check the barricades, make sure everyone's ready.
Everyone's asleep. Well, them as can. Night before a fight. Can you?
What?
Sleep.
Miss Nandy, I have a confession to make.
Maybe I should get the shepherd.
Well, I ain't sinned yet. I'd feel a little more than awkward if he were here when I did.
You expect to accomplish something sinful then, do you?
If I'm overstepping my bounds, you let me know.
Jimmy, nice thing to afford. So, Malcolm, I've been waiting for you to kiss me since I showed you my guns. You okay with this?
I'm just waiting to see if I pass out. Long story.
I want you to bed me.
I guess I mean to.
I ain't her.
Only people in this room are you and me.
So, my child, how long has it been since your last confession?
Longer than I care to say.
You gonna remember where everything goes?
Let's just say I plan to take it real slow.
Got herself a champion, has she?
This great man got a name?
Reynolds. Malcolm Reynolds.
Yes, I've met the man. How many has he got with him?
Just a few. And only two real fighters besides himself. But they got the girl stern for a battle.
Oh. I certainly wasn't expecting a battle. Seems the Heart of Gold's got itself a few mercenaries. I guess we best call the whole thing off.
Earned yourself quite a bag of silver, little kid. But I got a few more chores in mind before you get in.
I'm ready.
Now, Shari here, she understands a whore's place, don't she? But Nandy and those others, they spit on our town. They've no respect for the sanctity of fatherhood. Or decency, or family. They have my child held hostage to their decadent ways, and that I will not abide. We will show them what power is. We will show them what their position in this town is. Let us all remember, right here and now, what a woman is to a man. Get on your knees.
Well?
I just had to tell Mandy about time to big fight today.
Mel, please.
You know, I was up. I got a thinking.
So you took to bed with Nandy. I'm glad.
Glad?
Yes. She's a dear friend and probably in need of some comfort about now.
Well,
one of the virtues of not being puritanical about sex is not feeling embarrassed afterwards. You should look into it.
Well, I just didn't want you thinking that I was taking advantage of your friend.
She's well worth taking advantage of. I sincerely hope you did.
So, you're okay? Well, yeah, why? Why wouldn't you be?
I wouldn't say I'm entirely okay. I'm a little appalled at her taste.
But nice day for a last stand, isn't it?
Nope. Plan to make a healthy few stands after this one. Just hoping for some air support from your quarter is all.
A couple of low flyovers, engines tipped earthward at full blast. Should give our guests something other than killing you to think about.
What I like to hear. Out.
Doesn't it seem a little funny to you at breakfast this morning?
Come on, Kaylee. We all know I'm the funny one.
You ladies and gentlemen all locked and loaded?
Locked and loaded. Got it.
Good. Remember, shoot the man, not the horse. Dead horse is cover. Live horse, great pile of panic.
Oh, no, girl, that is just plain dirty.
Jane, you are aware
your radio's transmitting, because I don't feel particularly girlish or dirty at the moment.
Yeah, just up here waiting. Captain, ready 100%.
Better be.
You're stronger than this thing, honey. I can feel it in your grip. Petaline, look at me. This is just a moment in time. Step aside and let it happen. How is she, Doctor?
She's at 10 centimeters. Not long now.
Inara, I thought it was just him that... Andy, believe me, I'll be fine.
I'd like you best on the balcony with me. You can see everyone from up there.
You didn't give me the whole truth, Mel.
About what?
About her feelings for you.
I really don't know.
Mal! Looks like we got some imminent violence.
In this?
Gotta be 30 men out there.
Confirm that, plus a mounted gun on that hovercraft.
What's that you said about running for it?
Okay, folks. We got no shortage of ugly riding in on us, but that don't change the plan.
Anybody here goes down, you drive them to the back and get back to shooting. Only way to help them is to finish this.
Wash, we're going to be trading injuries in under 2 minutes. Look, my sky a little less empty.
Copy that, Mal. We...
That's our first hurdle.
Thank you, Mike.
Make a mic, Captain.
That's it, Petaline. One more push. That's the shoulders. Good.
Good morning, Petaline. How's my boy?
Reyes, most of your men are either dead, dying, or run off.
Oh, that don't matter none. I got what I came here for.
Ain't leaving here with it.
This is my blood, woman.
No. This is your blood. Now you hand that child over nice and slow, or I'll spill more than you can spare. No!
what you took.
She was just a whore.
Petaline! You bring my baby out right now! You hear me? I want to see my son!
Rance, this is Jonah. Jonah? Say hi to your dad. Say goodbye to your daddy, Jonah. Go on. Go on home. You go with them.
Those girls will do all right.
She taught them well.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were with her. Her last night. I am.
Yeah, well, I... Yeah, I wish I never met her. And I wouldn't have failed her.
That wasn't the way of it.
It's a kindness. But nothing you say will convince me different.
Well, I'm still glad.
So you weren't before? Nora? I ain't looking for anything from you. I'm just feeling kind of truthsome right now. And, life's just too damn short for ifs and maybes.
I learned something from Mandy. Not just from what happened, but from her. The family she made. The strength of her love for them is what kept them together. Break away, and you never want to. There's something I should have done a long while ago, and I'm sorry for both of us that it took me this long. I'm leaving.